Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Mully and Hall. Mornings live at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
What do you think about the moves the White Sox have made so far this offseason?
Oh, man. It's been a very fun offseason. As a member of the team, it's kind of been there through the hard times the last couple of years, seeing the moves we made, the player additions. I'm just excited to get out to spring training to meet all the new faces and get to work. You know, it's time to shift gears to winning baseball in the Southside.
Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. It is always great to hear a young White Sox pitcher talk to Chuck Carvine. Our Chuck joins us now on the Al Pamonte Ford Hotline, Al Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. And that, of course, Gio, who was, Chuck, I've been listening to the White Sox Talk podcast. I can never tell which one is the emergency podcast or which one is the normal podcast because there's been so many emergencies of late. Chuck does a great job, NBC Sports, White Sox reporter, and, of course, anchor. Good morning, Chuck. How
morning,
are you?
Chuck.
Good morning, guys. I never liked emergencies. I never, ever want to call 911. But when it involves a podcast, give me as many emergency podcasts as possible during the hot stove season. We've had four of them this offseason, and we had like three in the week and a half.
So which was your favorite emergency?
I think it would be the Dallas Keuchel one.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was going to happen. And, you know, it was the Sox went out and got Grandal, and there was a lot of excitement, and then there was this lull, and pitchers were going off the board, and I'm thinking, if they don't get Keuchel, I mean, there was a big drop-off after that, and, you know, the Twins were interested in Keuchel, and that's obviously a division rival, and they wanted Ryu as well. And so when they got Keuchel, that just changed the whole narrative for this offseason, and that kind of led then to Edwin Encarnacion. They got Cishek now, Luis Robert with an extension. So, I don't know. Who's more, Mully, on a scale of 1 to 10, your excitement level right now, where is it?
Oh, it's off the charts, my friend. I mean, I've been yoo-hooing and sending, you know, text messages back and forth with people, with friends of mine who are big Sox fans who can't believe the way this thing is going. And, you know, my favorite emergency, I like all of the podcasts, but the Keuchel one where you guys were sitting down and talking about that conference call, and you know, there were so many moments in that conference call that got me really pumped up. Him talking about the South Side, just the idea that he used the term, him talking about Yonder Alonso being Yonder Alonso. I'm out of my mind about Grandal being a reason that he went there. I didn't know that he played college ball with McCann, so that was new to me. But I think everything that he was saying, you know, he echoed, well, Grandal, you know, how good he is. He echoed what you had heard from Rick Hahn and you hadn't seen from, you know, Zach Wheeler. So I think that moment was a huge one. And you know, the other thing is, the guy is a client of Scott Boras. I mean, you know, we thought that was off limits. No White Sox could be clients of Scott Boras, other than, you know, obviously Carlos Rodon. So I thought, Chuck, that one really hit it out of the park.
Right. And so Zach Wheeler was the number one target for the White Sox from a starting pitching standpoint. And, you know, there's some people love him, some people aren't sure about him. My question with him was, would he be the kind of guy that could come in and take all the spotlight? And whoever this pitcher was going to be was going to have a lot of spotlight on him. Keuchel is the guy who's like, bring it. I want it.
Yeah.
Zach Wheeler is going to go to Philly, and I mean, you got Bryce Harper there. It's not going to be the same thing. He can, and when he was in New York, he was behind DeGrom and he was behind Syndergaard. Now, I'll be honest, I wanted Wheeler, but now I was more wanting Wheeler because I was concerned they wouldn't be able to get anybody after him at that level. But the fact that they got Keuchel, I just feel great about that. And you know, I spoke with Lucas Giolito, and he really is going to learn a lot from him. And in my interview with him this week, he said, look, I want to win a Cy Young. I want to win a World Series. And here's a guy who's done both and can really help me. So I think Keuchel is going to carry a lot of weight in that clubhouse, and he'll be great on the field for them.
And yet, Chuck, I think we both agree that Giolito remains the ace of this staff. And in talking to him and knowing him and this team as you do, how would you describe the connection between him and James McCann? Because James McCann is somebody who now is going to take on a backup role. There's been some speculation about the possibility of him being traded or being offered in a trade. How important is he to this equation as it relates to Lucas Giolito specifically and the Sox in general?
Yeah, McCann and Giolito have a strong relationship. He caught, if not all his games, like 90% of them last season. But, you know, yeah, this is going to be a tandem kind of setup. And Giolito said, we now have, if not the best, certainly one of the best catching tandems in the majors. And there's a lot of value in that. And I don't think it's going to be a problem whatsoever, a working relationship these two will have. Yeah, I've seen rumors about, you know, trade rumors for McCann, but you know, he's got 1 year left on his deal, and I don't see any harm in having a luxury like this behind the plate with these two guys, not only in what they do behind the plate, but the scouting reports. They are so meticulous in prepping for their pitchers. I see no reason, unless you're going to be wowed with some return from McCann, but I just don't see that happening. The way I see it right now, you're going to have McCann, you're going to have Grandal together as catchers for this team, and it's going to be a working relationship that should work. You should not have a problem here. Yeah, if you're McCann, you're like, what happened? I just had this starting role that I feel like I won. I made the All-Star team last season, but got only 1 year left in his contract, and there's no better catcher. I mean, you could argue that Rondall might be, if not the best catcher in baseball, he's in the top three right now.
And Chuck, you know, you made a great point about Mazzara, about where he's going to bat in the lineup and how that should benefit him. And, you know, frankly, I wasn't overwhelmed by that trade, but the more I think about it and having heard what you had to say about it, you know, the fact of where he was batting for Texas and where he will bat for the White Sox. I mean, that, you know, he's a young guy, and you could see him kind of hit a stride that maybe they gave up on in Texas, but could be pretty awesome on the South Side.
So when the trade went down, I mean, I was a big fan of Steel Walker, and Mazzara is a very, very interesting player and situation that has kind of like, that could be, the ceiling is still very high on him. Give you some perspective, he's 1 year older than Eloy Jimenez. He was considered one of the top prospects in baseball and top, potentially could be one of the best players in baseball when he came up when he was like 20, 21 years old. And he was batting last season with the Rangers third, fourth, and fifth. And he's going to bat like seventh on this White Sox team, so that should help him. They did not commit much for him. It's 2 years. And I think he's making like $5 million this year. And, you know, if it doesn't work, okay, then they'll find another right fielder next season. I thought it was a low-risk move, unless Steel Walker becomes an all-star. But they've had a good look at him. I mean, I have not seen Steel Walker. I'm not a scout. But clearly the White Sox front office and the people who, you know, make decisions felt like, okay, we think we can get more out of Nomar Mazzara in the next couple of years than we're going to be able to get out of Steel Walker. Let's make the trade, and we'll see what happens. I mean, Mazzara, he's not a perfect player. You know, he's is having some problems with his mechanics. Something I was watching last year with him, he's got light power, and if they can harness that and get him in a better position with his body and in his mind and with a new place, because I mean he was signed by the Rangers when he was 16 years old. I think a change of scenery is going to be good for him. Is he the perfect right fielder for this team? Probably not, but we'll see what happens. I think, like you said, Molly, I mean, the point I made was you put him down in the lineup, the pressure's off of him. I think he might flourish in that situation.
Chuck, if in your next emergency podcast you address the plan at second base for the White Sox, how will you describe it? And is there any chance at all that Yolmer Sanchez could fit back into the White Sox plans at a cheaper salary, or has that bridge been burned?
Yeah, so no, the bridge has not been burned. And I'm watching this second base market that has not even developed yet. There are some interesting names still out there. Yolmer Sanchez, Jason Kipnis, Brian Dozier, to name a few. None of them have signed. And I don't feel like Madrigal is going to be ready for opening day, so what will the White Sox do at second base? Will they have Danny Mendick be that guy? Will they have Kirk Cuthbert, who they signed to a minor league deal? You know, with the C-Sec move, the Encarnacion move, this leads me to believe, without talking to anybody, that, okay, the Sox are making some moves for 2020. And if that's the case, I mean, not saying they're trying to win the World Series in 2020, but they're looking. This has been a very long-term plan. Some of the moves have been more on the short term. So they might find a second baseman at a relatively cheap cost to be the bridge for Nick Madrigal. And if that's the case, look at a Yolmer Sanchez, who they know very well. He's not, I don't believe, a $6 million player, but he's got a lot of value defensively for sure. And so I could see the possibility that if he comes in at $2, $3, $4 million, maybe they might go down that road with him. We'll see what happens. But that is definitely another possibility for the White Sox. What are they going to do about second base? And that has not been, I would say, concluded at this point.
Chuck, thanks a ton. Great catching up with you. You know, we're warning people, get your tickets, because it's going to be a sensational year on the South Side. And look, I mean, you know, getting over 500 is kind of where it begins. So, if Stoney's right and this lineup is better than the South Side Hitmen, I think there's going to be plenty of reason to be going out to the ballpark on the South Side.
Yeah, I agree. We'll see what happens. I think that the Twins are going to regress. They're going to come back down to earth. Their pitching is not that great. The offense obviously is big. If they do not get Josh Donaldson, I like the Sox chances with them going head-to-head in 2020. The Donaldson thing, if they get him, that probably will put them over the top. We'll see what happens.
Thanks, Chuck.
And we'll see if baseball takes away the juice ball, because that seemed to eat them more
too.
Than anyone.
Yep.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Take care.
Anytime, guys. Talk to you later.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.